You're listening to 4ZZZ. We've got a very, very special guest on the line with us this afternoon. And in true Brown Cat spirit, I might ask you, very special guest, would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners?
Hello, everyone. This is David Loving from the Pixies.
Yeah.
welcome to the Brown Couch this afternoon. This is 4ZZZ. Initially, you were going to call up Quinton this afternoon and have a bit of a gas bag with him.
But I'm glad you're playing Indie Cindy Ben, because I need to learn it in case we play it tonight.
That's good. Well, everyone will know it for tonight. And that's right. You are playing tonight. You're playing at the River Stage. And that's down in Brisbane. This isn't your first time to Brisbane. You've been here a couple of times before.
Oh, yes, we have. I know the place well. I have the botanical gardens. I've always walked through and everything. I just love the town. And I think the last time I've been here, I'm looking around. There's a lot of cranes and a lot of building. The place is, it's moving on up. I wouldn't say it was down, but there's a lot of buildings being made and just gorgeous stuff. So, I mean, it's crazy.
There's one directly across our studio getting put up right now as we speak.
Uh-huh. All right.
It's a city of developments and always going forward. Speaking of developments, I'm gonna jump into one of these questions. 31 years, that's a long time. A lot of development, so to say. 31 years as a band. You formed in 1986, may have split up in 1993, reformed in 2004. What did they get right, for the longevity the second time around? What did you feel that was the second stint? What gave it the kick?
What gave it the kick, I think, was, when we did break up, I was resigned to the fact that we would never, ever get back together. So when we did in 2004, when I got the news, it was surreal to me, and also eye-opening, because it's something that I've learned to appreciate much more, because playing drums with the Pixies was something that I loved and was taken away. And then just having the opportunity again, I think we all just appreciate it so much more, and we just love doing it, and it'll go on and go on. If we as I get older, I think it'll just keep getting on and on and on, and we're very fortunate to have an audience still with us, so that's the plus side of it.
Definitely. No, that's awesome. And with that said, how has it been easing into the transition during the reformation, so to say, and with the audience there? Has there been a bit of energy bounce backwards and forwards, or what's it been like?
Oh, it was easy, because I got to say, Ben, that when we first got together in 2004, when we all met for the first time in those 12 years of the absence, it was like nothing left. It was like riding a bike. It was so, so easy to play the songs. It was astonishing, like nothing had left. And then I really didn't realize what had happened in our absence, how our popularity grew because of the other bands that had talked about us. So when we did our first show, which was, it was probably Coachella in 2004, it was a sea of kids that weren't even born when we were initially a band, yet they knew the words to every song.
Yep.
And now we're now, 13 years later, or whatever number of years later right now, it's the same scene. I mean, you go to a show and the age group is so diverse, it's just crazy, and it's just amazing. I would call ourselves the Grateful Dead of alternative rock with the way things are going. So.
No, that's fantastic. Speaking of which, bands, like some of the 80s bands, Midnight Oil, Teenage Fan Club, etc., been reforming and doing whatnot with the Pixies around the 80s and 90s. What sort of advice from bands in regards to how to cope with reforming would you give them? Because a lot of bands out there, they break up, they come together. What is it that sort of made it stick the second time round, really stick? Is there a secret?
Well, interesting, man. Before I get into that, I must say Midnight Oil, it's so cool they're back together. I saw that they're touring around. That was the only band back in the day that I saw that blew me away live. I've never seen a band with that much energy, and I was floored. I was absolutely floored watching them. Now, besides that, let me get on to the next question. I don't know. What I think it is like I said, it's the appreciation to do it again, to have the opportunity again is wonderful. But besides that, I think that the Pixies are getting along famously. And the reason I say this is because we have a member, Pazlan Shantan, who's playing bass. She's been with us for 4 years, almost 5 years now. To Joe, Charles, and myself, she still feels like the new woman in the band.
Okay.
And because of that, we all the men are still behaving and watching what they say and do. And because of that, we're getting along famously. So because of that, I can say, If you have someone with you new the whole time, you're going to mind your P's and Q's.
Gotcha, yes.
Get along, so.
Ah, no, I love it.
In 10 years, she'll still be the new one.
She will be, so it's great.
That's awesome. Well, speaking of that, the alternative sides, your lyrics sort of include space, religion, sex, mutilation, and pop culture. How has it evolved with the band since the early days and towards the future?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, there's so many subjects that Charles writes about, and I think he keeps within a certain framework. In fact, Head Carry, which is crazy, it's still on the religious thing because it's about the saints that carry are beheaded and carry their heads in their hands. So it's another aspect of religion, I think. And he comes up with all kinds of stuff, and I don't know what will be next, but I know that he enjoys doing it, whether it's because it invokes kind of thought or things like that. And one thing I can say, Ben, is yep. I don't know the words to a lot of Pixie songs. I like the melody and I remember the melody, and I think some of the words I use just to know where I am in the song, but it's all new to me said all the time.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, right. Now that's awesome. Well, okay, so we don't know what's happening next, but can you sort of identify maybe any inspirations now?
Well, what I can say is when we did Indie Cindy, which was a few years ago, that was a hard thing to do because there was a lot of trepidation of us doing an album after a reformation that we had done for a long time. You know, we reformed in 2004, and 7 years later was longer than we were initially a band doing the same thing, playing our old songs.
Yes.
That was the epiphany to do Indie Cindy. Once we got over doing Indie Cindy, it just made us realize we're a viable band and we're going to continue and continue and continue. So, of course, Head Carrier came out, and I'm sure once Head Carrier is done, we're going to go in and do the next one. Wash, rinse, repeat.
Nice. Well, I might come to the last one of these ones here. You are arguably one of the most influential indie bands to come out of the 80s.
No.
It's arguable, so we can have an argument about that one later. Bowie, Radiohead, Kurt Cobain all credit you as big influences, and you can't debate that one. But the music from the time, it's still so fresh. Like, you could listen to Doolittle. And what is the magic? What is the magic that goes into the making the music so fresh? I think you've covered it in the new member, but is there anything else you'd want to add on that note?
No, I don't know. I think that we're very fortunate that we have songs that are still, people, they stand up today, I think. I mean, I may be biased in that assumption, Ben, but our audience still likes the songs, and I think that we've been doing this for 30 years, and I think that we're better musicians, and I think that we play better, and because of that, and just the joy we have of it, it's just, I mean, I could play Where's My Mind every day until I die. It's not going to bother me.
Yeah.
And I think that we play, it just shows that this is what we are. We're a band. This is what we do. 90 minutes, we don't talk to the audience. We do what we do best is playing music, and we try to do our best doing it. So because of that, I think that just makes it, that's what we are, and I think that's hopefully adds to the longevity of us.
Okay. No, that's fantastic. Well, I have one point. We haven't got much information about this. Mm-hmm. It was just given to me a little bit earlier. What do the words magic and science mean to you?
It's a huge part of my life because I was big into physics and science. I was an electronic engineer before the Pixies. It was just that was my geeky thing. And one geeky thing that I didn't do was become a magician. I didn't become a magician until the Pixies broke up. So I spent a number of years learning magic till I became a so-called professional magician. And my stage show to do something with magic was basically, I was called a scientific phenomenalist.
Okay.
And what that is I didn't develop a character, I just was just myself. So I wore a lab coat and I did physics and science experiments where I the line between that and magic was kind of hazy.
Right.
So, and that's how the show went. And I've done that. I've opened up for the Pixies, the Breeders, all kinds of bands and stuff. It's a little on the wayside, on the side right now, just because the Pixies have been so busy touring. So, but magic is it's huge. I love magic, and usually socially, I'll do it behind or backstage.
Love it. Brilliant. And if people want to look at or will see more of that, they can go check it out on the internet.
Sure, yeah. I think there's some YouTube ups. Yeah, correct.
Yes. So that's something worth a treat. Well, yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add or what can you tell us?
Gosh, I can just say that we're having a blast doing this, and we're glad that we that people are still like the Pixies and coming to the shows. I think that we put on a fantastic show. Like I said, Ben, it's 90 minutes. We don't speak to the audience at all. We just deliver the music. So if anyone's seeing us for the first time, please don't think that we're antisocial or just angry.
This is
just what we do, and we do best. So I hope everyone does enjoy the show.
Okay. Oh, I've got one last question before you go. What's the most outrageous thing that's ever happened at a show?
In a show? Oh, gosh. Well, I think that was it was shown, it was a movie called Loud, Quiet, Loud, where we were playing in London. And for some reason, either cacophony or too much Drake or something, there was a song we were doing, and I kept going on it. Everyone left it, but I thought the song, you know, people, I thought they didn't get to the bridge yet.
I kept
playing and playing until, I realized what was up. So that's never happened again, Ben, so I've learned from that experience.
Sometimes it's a swift learning curve, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
That's really, well, get along tonight, go down the Riverstage, check out the Pixies. Dave, thank you so much for having a bit of a chat with us this afternoon.
Oh, it was a pleasure, Ben, and thank you. I do appreciate it.
Well, we very much do too. And be sure to enjoy Brisbane, and we'll catch you again soon. We're going to go out with Head Carrier here. Have you got any 2 cents to put in about that?
Well, it was interesting. Head Carrier, I think, you know, that I wouldn't call the Pixies version 2.0. It was just a whole new thing with us, recording with Paz for the first time, recording with a new producer, Tom Delgetty. And we had spent 6 weeks of pre-production on it, so it was a joy to record this album, going into the studio, knowing what you had to play. And that was just fabulous. And I think it translated in the album. We're very happy that it's actually working with the other songs.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, well, thank you very much for that, and enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you, Ben.
You're listening to 4ZZZ.